One detail for what you said before, that disorganization is sensitive. The organization is well known. They still have a catch up to do, because there are decisions behind the change in the hard work. But at the governance level, at the management level, at the financial management level, we are very good with structure. Thank you very much. I'll ask Roy to introduce the team.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson, and thank you, DG. Chairperson and members, the SHRA is represented today also at council level because Advocate Ndlovu is also present. Mr. Ikshan Higgins was scheduled to be here at 4:30, so we think that he will join us while we are still busy. And then, yes, as the DG has said, I'm also joined on my right-hand side here by Ms. Alice Kouane. And Alice is the CSM at the SHRA. And as you know, under the Act, the CSM performs the functions of a CFO, but also performs the functions of general management and corporate services. So it's a legislative position, and I must say we are celebrating to have finally filled that position, and I think the auditors have expressed their relief at the fact that the position has now been filled. But I would be very wrong of me, seeing as I have seen Mr. Mbengo present in the meeting. We have enjoyed the support of the department in regard to two critical secondments. The one was the acting CSM, and that role was fulfilled by Mr. Nyameko Mbengo. In fact, for the entire reporting period that's being reported on in today. So it's Mr. Mbengo's work together with the rest of our team. We also still enjoy a secondment of the communications and marketing manager, but she's not present here.
And her name is?
I beg your pardon?
Her name is?
Mandulu. Chair, you will recall that the first presentation I had to make to your committee was actually the annual report for the 2015-2016 period. So I was presenting an annual report that I had little to do with. So I was very glad when Alice has offered to present the 2016-2017 annual report, because she has had nothing to do with it, but she's been doing a lot of work. And so I'm only going to do, with your permission, some introductory remarks, just at a high level, strategy level, and then I'm going to hand over to my colleague. So Chair, when you go to our annual report, and I do hope that all the committee members have got the printed version, I see they are around the room. What has been emphasized in the foreword of the chairperson and then given a little bit more detail in the CEO's overview is the stuff that the Director General has referred to, i.e. the turnaround of the entity. So the opening remarks that I would like to make is, first of all, to celebrate the fact that the Minister has issued a formal notice to the SHRA Council in terms of which the original administration under which the SHRA was placed has been uplifted. And I was very pleased, I think everybody was, on day one of the summit at Birchwood last week, when the Minister did indicate that she did feel that the SHRA was on stable footing and that performance was improving. So that has been part of the turnaround. There have been some other significant, at a strategic level, things that have happened, that most of the work happened during the reporting period, even though some of the breakthroughs were slightly after the reporting period. And the one was the capital grant adjustment that was considered, and finally, after about 14 months of work, was approved by the MinMec on the 9th of June, just after the financial year ended. Also during the financial year, the MinMec did approve in November of 2016 an additional 138 restructuring zones. In December of 2016, the Minister approved the revised structure of the Social Housing Regulatory Authority. And I'm very pleased to be able to tell the committee that when you read our report, you'll see that we were down to only 20 staff. We had a massive vacancy of something like 53% or 57%. And the recruitment that commenced after the Minister approved the structure in December 2016, and all of the preparatory work and advertising the positions that happened in the fourth quarter of this reporting period, we have started to reap the fruits of that during the first and second quarters of the current year. So our staff establishment, warm bodies I mean, has increased by approximately a third. It's increased from 20 people to 33 people. And then Chair, obviously when the CSM presents it, you will note that we have obtained an unqualified audit opinion, and that there have been a range of interventions which are not detailed in the annual report, but they are referred to, which have been very, very important. Other than the approval of the structure and the recruitment of additional people, we have also, we're very advanced now with the implementation of the organizational development project, which is a turnaround project. It has seven components. The component that is reaching conclusion now and will reach conclusion, most of it, in the October meeting, the ordinary meeting of council, is all of the standard operating procedures have been rewritten and all of the policies have been reviewed and all of the procedures have been reviewed and all of the tools that we use to evaluate applicants for accreditation, applicants for projects, have also or are currently under review. So that's been a very important one. The change management process with all of the staff is very advanced, as well as the tendering of the automation project for the SHRA is nearing the end of stage one. It's a two-stage procurement process. So Chairperson, I know that it requires quite a lot of patience from the committee side and the oversight, because the public don't necessarily have to know about all the details going on in the back office, but I think that from where I'm sitting, I'm pleased to be able to say that that detailed work in the background is starting to show symptoms of positive change, even though it's not the dramatic change that we would like to see, where we are on target with each of our core deliverables. We're still shy of that target. But Alice is going to be able to demonstrate how the trend of the graph is definitely a trend that we believe you will be happy with. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Chairperson, members of the committee, the DG and colleagues. Chairperson, thank you very much for affording us this time to come and present SHRA's annual report. I'll look at the highlights of the period. The next slide that I'll be looking at is the units that have been approved and delivered over the NTSF period. You will notice that in 2015-2016, the SHRA was playing catch-up because the units that are delivered are actually more than what was approved. And all in all, we managed to reach a target of 57% from the approved to the delivered project over this period. The next slide then talks to the units that were delivered during 2017. The majority, the chairperson, was delivered by KZN, 1038 units, Northwest, 720 units, and GP, we had 548 units there. The next slide then talks to the units that are delivered per province. The second column then refers to the targets, and the last column then looks at how we're faring in terms of the variance. There are quite varying variances there, Chairperson, and what we've done as a SHRA, we're going to publish an advert for an expression of interest to determine the various market demands and to see what comes out of the different provinces and then compare them to the target, so that if there are any amendments that are needed, then we correct it so that you can deliver within the target. Chairperson, the following slides, the next slides are just an indication of pictures of the projects that have been delivered. The first one is Belhar Gardens, and then the next one is Tembelise, followed by Flemwood, followed by City Deep, and then Westgate. This is just a better picture of Belhar. And then Willowdin in Nelson Mandela Bay. And then in November 2016, IMIZI won the best social housing project from the Govan Mbeki Awards. We held a second annual corporate engagement during the year under review, and a state of the sector report was launched during that time, which indicated quite a few key important aspects that I want to share with the committee, which I'll do when I get to the details in the various achievements of the slide. Inner city revitalization, Chairperson, we managed to sign a bilateral agreement with the Canadian government, amounting to 30 million over a period of 4 years, with 4,500 units to be delivered and a future 6.7 units that you look forward to. The partnership with the HDA, the council resolved that to ring fence 100 million in order for us to be able to acquire buildings. And then the pilot building acquisition, the Council of SHRA established a committee to attend to this, and the various reports will then be presented to the SHRA and then to the minister when they are ready. Chairperson, if you allow me, I will skip these strategic goals because we talk to them in detail later on. And the following slide then talks to the targets over the MTSF period of 27,000 units. To date, we only managed to deliver 30%, so we need to deliver about 70% by 2019. In the following slide, I've used the very same slide that we had earlier on of the number of units that we delivered compared to what has been approved. So when we take the projects that have been approved and then deduct the amount of delivered, we then have that balance of 5,741. And during the year under review, we had a technical evaluation committee whereby 4,322 units were approved. And we also intend to have another TEC later on in Q3 and Q4. Chairperson, this is just a plan of how we're trying to address the shortfall that we have. The next strategic goal then looks at the effective and risk-based automated regulatory system. We had rules on long-term accreditation gazetted in 2016, and in the back end, we managed to also have an automated system assessing projects from level 1 to 2. Level 1 would be the governance, 2 would be the investment readiness, and 3 will be the project readiness of the projects that we are assessing. And again, like the CEO said earlier on, we are developing terms of reference which will be presented again in Q3 for approval, and hopefully in Q4 we will then procure the software that you need for business case management, for everything then to be automated fully and make the process of accreditation more effective and efficient. The next slide then talks to a professionalized and sustainable social housing. We had 3 units that are created by SAQA. However, over and above that, we also had various grants on institutional investment grants, which seeks then to address the capacitation of the various SHIs and ODA. The next slide then talks to our improvement in terms of delivery over the quarters, and there are various factors that have contributed to that. Is the capacitation of the SHRA with the personnel. The vacancy rate at year end was 52%, but as we said today, the vacancy rate has actually reduced to about 32%. We also had managed to develop and approve a performance management system that also allowed the back end to have clearer roles and responsibilities of various individuals within the organization, which enabled everyone to perform better and deliver on the targets set in the APP. There was also streamlining of processes and procedures and standardization of those across the organization so that everything is done seamlessly. The next slide then, Chairperson, I'm not going to talk to it because it's quite self-explanatory. And then the second slide, the following slide on administration predominantly would be about the CSM who's presenting in front of you today and that has been achieved. And then the following slide, I've spoken to it already that we had a performance management system and we have performance agreement for each employee, and performance appraisals were performed during the year, except for the last quarter, which were just finalized recently. And then on investment program, Chairperson, we're using a consolidated cash flow in order to track the amount of the grants that you pay to the SHIs. And the second one then looks at the number of approved projects for the capital grant, which is 6,529 units, where we had 3,444 that were approved in principle. However, we still have a variant of 3,471. And in order to address that, again, Chairperson, we are seeking to employ a portfolio manager who will assist in fast-tracking all these processes because it needs warm bodies to achieve the results. And the second slide, again, on investment, Chairperson, then it talks to the number of units that are delivered. On this one, Chairperson, we had 3,500 as a target for the year, and we managed to deliver 3,058, which is an 87% achievement. The following one then talks to the disbursement. Chairperson, the SHRA will always find itself at any given point in time with a cash that has not yet been disbursed to the various projects because of the process that has been adopted, that all the SHIs are paid in 4 tranches, which is 10%, 35%, 35% and 20% at the end, until the completion is achieved. Norms and standards, they have been developed. They are yet to be approved, but they are used as a guideline to all the SHIs and OTAs, because there needs to be some form of guideline as to what type of quality of social housing we want. And we then had new social housing institution accredited by 2019. The target was 6, and we managed to accredit 10. And then the following slide continues on capacitation. We had a target of 50 re-accreditations, and we managed to re-accredit 60 during 2016-2017. Chairperson, earlier on I said I'll talk to the state of the sector report. Just to share just highlights that are on page 54 of the annual report. I'm losing my own notes now.
Okay.
It's actually page 56. It looked at the demand, that there's a demand of 320,000 units in the market, and in 16 municipal areas. And there was a concern that came out of that report that projects take too long to be finalized. But those are the things that SHRA is currently addressing moving forward. And then again on capacitation, disbursement of the institutional investment grant, as I've indicated earlier on, is for the capacitation of the SHIs and the OTAs. Chair, we have spent, there was a final drawdown of 28 million in 2016-2017. And this has, there has been an increase during the current year under review, which is the current year that you're in, which is 2017-2018. And then the next slide then again talks to transformation. It talks to opportunities for women, it talks to opportunities for youth. Chairperson, we managed to have our policy and procedures developed and approved, and the targets for work opportunities in the sector. What we haven't done effectively, Chairperson, is then to pick up all those figures so far that we've managed to achieve. But then the next slide speaks to then look at what the current BEE status is of at least 19 of the SHIs and others that we have, ODAs, from our CAR department. And Chairperson, I'd just like to emphasize that these levels here are provisional figures that are still yet to be verified, because all that we have is just affidavits from the various SHRs and ODAs. Chairperson, the number of training days for women and youth, again, it's an issue of the policies, so we'll be implementing and we'll be able to report when we do our Q1 and Q2 and Q3 reports for 2017-2018. The number of social housing units under SHRA's regulation, Chair, we had a target of 26,000, and the actual that we achieved was 27,000 in 2016-2017. And then the last slide, Chairperson, is quite self-explanatory, so I have just left it as it is. If you allow me just to go to the financial performance report. Chairperson, as the CEO has earlier alluded that this was an unqualified audit, we only had a challenge that was resolved with the auditors about the usefulness and the reliability of the measure that we use in terms of the units that we've delivered. The units that we've delivered were not necessarily the full completed project, but what was on the ground as of the 31st of March 2017. again, what's quite interesting, what's quite exciting for me, Chairperson, was the fact that SHRA was no longer under administration as I joined, and that was highlighted in the audit report. Chairperson, to address the performance information, management developed a performance information management and evaluation policy, which was approved by the Council now in September. So going forward, issues of performance information will be addressed. Chairperson, the financial position obviously will reflect that cash that talks to the commitment of 1.4 that we have indicated in our notes. And a retention of surplus letter was submitted for consideration. Chairperson, financial performance. If you look at the program costs, predominantly is the capital grant of 321 million and the institutional investment grant of 12.9 million. Those are the highlights in the financial performance statement. Chairperson, the statement of net changes then talks to a prior year error in Note 25. We're just reallocating where the grant was paid, just to correct it and put it to the correct grant. Chairperson, I think I've covered most of the presentation. Even the silence is better off. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, FM, the brand new to FM, that you heard your voice. I don't know if you want to add anything, Boris. I think...
Chair, I'd just like to amplify and justify my opening comment. The information is buried inside the slide presentation. But before I do so, I did explain that Mr. Ikshan Higgins at 4:30 in his diary, so he's now joined us. Chair, I just want to just show you four slides to explain why I indicated that even though it takes some patience, you can see the trend is in the right direction. If I can start with slide number 25. Yeah, on slide number 25, what you see on slide number 25, I know it's not very clear up there, but you'll see that we ended the reporting year on a performance percentage of all indicators achieved of 68%. But in the previous year, we ended the previous year with percentage of all indicators achieved of 58%. So that's a 10% improvement. Obviously, we are trying to get it to 80%. That would require more than another 10% improvement for the current year. It's a bigger ADP with more indicators and more difficult indicators, but that's what the target is we're trying to move. So that's the first thing. The second thing that's a very important slide to justify my statement is slide number 22. If you look at slide number 22, those pillars there, you'll see that we were regressing in 2015, 2016, because in the nature of housing development, we delivered in that year 3,054 units. That simply means that we were relying on prior year contract approvals. So because our new contract approvals shrunk to 1,979, we approved less units in the year compared to how many units we actually approved. The consequence of that kind of thing happening is a very bad thing to happen, because it means in the years that follow it, the number of completions is going to shrink. So it's become more normalized again where you see in the reporting year we approved almost 6,600 and then we completed 3,058. So that is a good sign. And this year we're shooting for an approval target of 12,000. We are about 4,400 odd into the 12,000. Then the third slide, which is now to get to the money matters, the third slide, which is important, is slide number 30. If you look at slide number 30, you will see that on the capital budget, we've got the 14-15 expenditure, we've got the 15-16 expenditure, and we've got the 16-17 expenditure. 4% year one, 42% year two, 75.67% year three. So, but the budget now in year four has increased. Our target is 95% expenditure. But what we are able to say to the committee that even though in the reporting year we didn't achieve the 95%, the trend was positive because if you compare it to the year before that. And the same trend in regard to capacitation, that's on slide number 33. So on slide number 33, if you look at slide number 33, we also didn't meet the target. That's where I've admitted that. We spent 48% of the capacitation fund, institutional investment, sector development and transformation. But just compare the real expenditure numbers. We spent about 14 million on capacity building in the reporting year. If you compare that to the year before that, we only spent 1.5 million. This year, we're trying to spend in excess of 20 million. So from 1.5 to 14 million to 20 million, we take some comfort in the fact that it's gaining momentum, and that's why my opening comments included that reference. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Official from SRA. We take comfort in observing the improvement from your report, and the fact that even the issues that we have raised with you previously, you have incorporated them in the report. With the issues like your triple BEE, issues like the training of young people and women, which we've raised. At least there is an attempt to deal with those things. And congratulations on the unqualified audit with no findings. I'm hoping that the department will learn something from SRA. No findings, that's what we look at. Yeah, but thank you very much. But be that as it may, there will always be questions of clarity that we would want to ask, and welcome Ms. Pouane, the Corporate Service Manager. We hope that your presence is going to improve the entity better and more than what they are doing. Thank you so much. Welcome to the family. Questions of clarity? Honorable Memezi, Honorable Baha, Honorable Lungi Paras. Ngaka.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Wish to join you in congratulating SRA for really achieving what seems to be difficult for others. A clean audit is a rare sight to read. Like I'm reading in page 20, slide 40, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, no consistency. Very rare to read such comments. Congratulations to you. It's something that I think must be indeed, like the chair said, taken heed of by the department and other entities, something that you appreciate. Also, in page 18, you have a list of companies that are from the people that were marginalized sometimes in the past, which we have indicated as this committee that the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa forces all of us to ensure that we reverse the imbalances of the past, which means those people who were marginalized must now be economically assisted. It's something that we have said, we are still saying, because there are many areas of empowering people. It's not just, the construction is one of that. There's a tendency in the construction also of not spreading the cake. Sometimes you remain with some contractors who have become friends to some. So we want to impress you because you are now like a good example, a shining example. So we want you to keep on shining. So the cake must be spread. People who were marginalized in the past were the majority of South Africans. So which means if you are empowering those, you can't be empowering the same people all the time. Although those same people must not be almost thrown to bankruptcy. They must still be assisted, but they must not take the lion's share. So the other small contractors must share as well. Contractors that are not known must be known through your effort by spreading the cake. One area that is linked, I'm quite happy that Chair, when we visited Eastern Cape, we visited a project called Fairview, which has ended up winning Fairview Link program, IMIZI. So I'm quite happy that they ended being the best social housing project. But I can also share with you that a few days ago, I've been phoned by people who were subcontractors in that project. They are not assisted at all, they are forgotten. So in that project, I'm just mentioning that project, just imagine about other projects. I'm referring to it because you have mentioned it as the best, but those that were sweating there, today, they are forgotten. They were crying to me. So I would be happy to share with those so that we don't, subcontractors are people who are trying. So we have a duty to lift them up to be real contractors. Now when you dump people who work so hard, so it's just an example of us not lifting up. I'm using that example of that project. So one area that we would also want you to focus, when do we talk economic empowerment, also check the estate agency you're using for people to get those houses. So when we visited KZN some time back, we still found estate agents that are lily white. When the Department of Human Settlement has on its money produced kids that must be supported, who are now estate agents, but we could not assist them. We saw it in Durban. So you are still allowing those that were supported by apartheid to still continue selling houses for rental purposes. And those that were producing are saying the department was playing around with us. So please, let's look at all aspects of empower, not only on construction and then forget others. Let's empower, because otherwise if we don't empower these people, they become sources. And then we say there are too many sources, people are fighting in meetings, in conferences, but they are producing them. We are producing them. Let's empower the fighters. They won't be fighting. Remember, what we do changes the society. No, hungry people. It doesn't matter whether they are political animals. They end up doing funny things because they are hungry. But when you empower them, they become as civilized as you look like. So thank you very much, Chairperson. We really congratulate you. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. It's long in the afternoon. Thank you for waking us up. We can't really have civilized voices. I agree with one of you. Honorable Bach.
Thank you, Chair. I think as part of the empowerment of women is we must make sure that the chairs can be removed from where they are fixed because violence emanates from these chairs. Thank you, Chair. I think that it's quite refreshing to get such a report, especially when it's responsive of what the committee had cited before. Because I think what the AG was raising in the morning is the sense that issues are raised repeatedly, almost on an annual basis, and problems don't seem to go away. So I think it's quite refreshing then therefore to find that something has been done, especially in also recruitment, so that you know you improve the capacity of the organization as it were. Chair, if you look at slide 37, for instance, on page 19, remember in the previous presentation that we just had, money was spent, but targets were not met. As a result, there was some kind of inconsistency on how money was spent when targets were not met. So where did money go? So I think Honorable Nwanga Kabasha raised that question sharply as to where did the money go to. But if you look at this one, you'll find that the targets and even targets were overly met, which means that, you know, good work has been done with that positive variance of 161. And I think those are some of the encouraging issues that you must pick up out of this report. But I must say also, Chairperson, that social housing is the way to go. And I think there's a lot of work that still needs to be done in ensuring that there's more improvement in that regard. But Chair, if you look at slide seven, but where the provinces are listed in terms of performance. Yes, slide eight. There are zeros there in Limpopo and Northern Kingdom. Whilst you see that there's movement in some of the programs. I just want to get a sense of what could be the challenges if there are any which would make such emphasis not only to Mpumalanga as well. So there's those that are glaring in terms of the zero, in terms of what could be the reason, and probably what is there anything that is done in trying to improve that situation? But as I said, Chair, I think that this is quite important. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bacha. Honorable Ngana Sabash.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me join my colleagues in appreciating the presentation and welcome Imbokodo being implemented. And I think looking at listening to the presentation, look like she is moving in a very positive direction. She started by understanding the organization itself, and she is confident that she is up to challenge. So we wish you all the best in your performance, and you know that when you come next time, we won't be wishing you the best, we'll be wanting you to account. But also at the same time, we will support you as we've indicated through the chairperson that the issues that we raise, we criticize, but also we make proposals, and we appreciate when we see those proposals being taken into consideration and being implemented, because they are for the good work of the organization, and also for the improvement of the lives of our people, as the NDP dictates outcome 8 for human settlement, accredited human settlement development, and also the budget dictates, and the APP must be really implemented in full. Having said that, Chairperson, I'm not going to go to item by item, some items, because my colleagues have covered that, and I'm just giving SHRA a benefit of the doubt that we have seen, because we have seen the turnaround strategy being implemented, and then the action plan being actioned. We just want to give you this financial year that you will be able to upscale in meeting the target, and also congratulations on obtaining the clean or the unqualified audit outcome status. And having said that, the Chairperson, is that we've been moving around provinces, seeing the product that is being done by your social housing agencies in provinces. Some provinces you need to come closer to assist them, and some are doing well, some are not. And I've watched Chairperson, I think it was on Sunday evening or Monday, yesterday evening, a program that is done by the National Department and being broadcast under focusing on BNG program that also includes the SHRA and the products and programs that are being produced by SHRA. And to me, I was very happy. I watched that program up to the end, and I listened to others, people that are responsible in the provinces that were making comments. That one focused on Gauteng, and they've showed what is happening in Tswane, development in Tswane and Ekurhuleni. And the comments were that with the turnaround strategy that the SHRA is implementing, they are happy that they get assistance, and they commit themselves that they'll keep on improving. But the quality and the designs are very, very attractive, even if in the provinces that we've seen them. Yes, we've seen some of those in Gauteng, as we've visited in this portfolio committee twice, Gauteng twice, and in other obvious provinces as well, Free State, Northwest, KZN, Eastern Cape, and Mpumalanga. I'm glad that the Fairview project that I said they am going to ask the KZN to come to go and visit have won the award, and congratulations to the Eastern Cape social housing agency. Having said that, Chairperson, that program to me sell the products, our products under SHRA, also marketing. It does the marketing, but the challenge that I have, Chair, I'll get a clarity, is that it gets broadcast very late. I was hoping that was a repeat, but there was no indication from SABC 2 that that's a repeat, because normally when it is a repeat, it gets indicated. And if it's a repeat, I'm comfortable with it. But if it's not a repeat, I don't know whether it will cost too much. Now I'm directing it to National Department, because they're the one who are running that for partnership with the Broadcasting Authority to get moved to earlier times where people, most of people are still awake. And with those words, Chairperson, let me rest my case. I indicated that I'm not going to get much onto the details, and we'll wait for the other end of this financial year and see the improvement. But we'll monitor quarterly, as we always do. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Having given the positive words, there's a few things that I would need clarity on. We appreciate the fact that you've really moved from being under administration to just get that unqualified audit. It's a refit to do that.
Mm.
And I think we really need to repeat that. Now, you have put together in the report some institutions, social housing institutions, in line with the CCCE, but I would have loved, because according to you, you've got 65 accredited SHIs.
Mm.
We would love to see all of them.
Mm.
So that as we give you the heads up, we are actually seeing that you are improving. Because the rest that you didn't show us, the assumption is that they are still from the ones that have always been benefited, you know. So we would like to see, so that we can be able to monitor if there is progress in terms of moving those numbers. So it would have been nice if we could have seen all those 65. But we understand that we're starting somewhere, we're going somewhere. So even if you can probably send them to us at some point, it's something that we would like to see. On you have said yourselves, and I know it was even before you came, that by 2019, you would have delivered 27,000 units. At this point in time, you are sitting at 30%. I just want to have the comfort of yourself saying to us, relax, portfolio committee, you will meet that target comfortably. How comfortable are you on that? Because it will, remember, as everybody had said, the issue of social housing now is the way to go. So as you are able to give us those 27,000 units, it will then have a good impact on what the department is trying to do. So if you can have that comfort, we understand where you are coming from, and you understand that there has been improvement. On the issue of the vacancy rate, you've moved well, but you're still sitting at 32%. What plans have you got to make sure that you deal with that? We understand where you found this institution, and you're doing a lot in terms of improving it. But 32% is still high. So we can't pretend as if there isn't a 32% vacancy rate. So if we can probably deal with that as well. The last part that I wanted to check, you know, there's a very important slide here. I think it's slide number 18 on page 9. Which deals with inner city revitalization. We do know that a lot of our cities are on the decay, and SHRA playing a critical role in making sure that there is improvement there. I just wanted to have a sense, because I see you're talking about partnership with HDA. We will ask that question to HDA as well when they come. But we wanted to, if you can unpack it a little bit and give us the comfort that there is improvement and proper working relationship there, and how far that is. Thank you so much.
Chair, I've noted about six items. The first one from Member Memezi, yes, what council now requires from SHRA management is the data that we've given, that we started to pull together with the list of 19 showing the triple BEE certificates. That's the grant recipient. But we understand that we have to follow the money. So what SRA wants management to do is, after we are clear on what the transformation credentials of the grant recipient are, then the main contractor that gets the work from the grant recipient, as well as the professional teams, we will have to contain that first, because we, what you have said is quite true, is that even though you have the main contractor, the work is divided up between the subcontractors. We're not at the level now where we're keeping the data on the main contractor, the subcontractor, and the professional teams. But the council has demanded that that gets done, and we will have to get there. I think the complaint from the Fairview Link subcontractors seems to be a complaint that the job ended, the job was complete, now where is the next job coming from?
Yes.
And the next job will come from higher volumes of projects and delivery. So I can't really add more to that, because it is an unfortunate thing with construction, is that if you haven't lined up your next contract and you run dry, it can be quite hard for subcontractors. But we will start presenting that data. I don't think I can go so far as pretending that we have thought through how we go through the troughs and the peaks, because we haven't thought through that enough. We'll have to give it more thought. And then, Chair, Member Bach has identified a very important thing. Remember, I had indicated that the Limpopo, Northern Cape, and Mpumalanga were loss leaders as far as production of houses is concerned. And then we have certain other provinces which are pretty much there. And we have three provinces that are currently, based on how many units they have delivered and how many units they have contracts for, two of the three provinces will undershoot. One of them will overshoot. That one will be the Eastern Cape. And two of the provinces are pretty much even Steven. If they deliver everything that they've contracted for, they should be on target. One of those, thank goodness, is Gauteng. But the three provinces you have referred to need a lot of support. The Limpopo province, for example, has put much more emphasis on CRU. So what we're trying to do with the Limpopo province at the moment is take the CRU greenfields projects, as well as their big plans for example, Lephalale, and bring it in, because Lephalale will have a strong social housing component, to elevate the Limpopo numbers. So the Greenfield CRU won't go CRU route, it will go social housing if province agrees with us. We haven't reached agreement yet. But on Mpumalanga, we have an outstanding meeting with the province, because there's a lot going on in Mpumalanga, including the fact that Mpumalanga as a province is doing an audit on all housing projects ever delivered in the province, including with institutional subsidy. And there's a lot of talk about absorbing Steve Chwete and his other private housing institutions into the local authorities. Mbombela, for example, is definitely being absorbed into the local authority. So there, it more seems to be an issue that we need to try to work on with the province at a governance level. And we have an outstanding meeting with Mpumalanga. Look, we've got housing associations in Mpumalanga, but it's just that the volumes of projects that they have thus far got approved doesn't meet the target. So we're giving a lot of support to Steve Chwete at the moment, because Steve Chwete has been going through difficult times. But Emalahleni is going through equally difficult times, because Emalahleni's biggest project at the moment is the subject of court action, where the local authority wants to give that project to their development agency, which would effectively make Emalahleni have no revenue. So members, yes, it's a difficult problem, especially in those three provinces. I think we've got things in hand in Northern Cape. Although there's been a change in the HOD, we're giving support to two housing associations in the Northern Cape. The target is very moderate, but they need a lot of support. We'll do the best we can. And the third issue, because some of the comments were comments, Chair, that we must come closer to the provinces.
Mm.
It's very true, but in addition to that, we must come a lot closer to the local authorities. We've completed our stakeholder perception survey, and the one thing that kind of kicked us in the gut was the stakeholder perception survey was quite critical of the SHRA in that a lot of stakeholders were of the view that we spent too much only thinking province, because the PSCs are chaired by the provinces and the institutional subsidies to be with the provinces. But pointing out to us that the projects originally come from a local authority.
Mm.
That's where planning approvals happen, etc., etc. So I take the point that's been made about getting much closer to the elected administrations, including the provincial government. Some of the provincial steering committees are starting to meet now. For example, North West has now met. Gauteng got its act together last month and finally had their PSC meeting last month. And Free State has had their first PSC meeting. So hopefully it's going in the right direction. But I mustn't pretend that everything is evenly spread. It's not. Some provinces are way behind, like in Mpumalanga, for example, and like Northern Cape. And then the chairperson's comments were quite specific. In fact, let me leave the question, because Alice is going to add to what I've left out, but I think on the question of the triple BEE stats across the board, let me leave that to my colleague. She's on top of that. And then in regard to, Chair, in regard to the 27,000 unit target, what we have is we have the unit completions, and fortunately to the end of the second quarter we're about to report, because this doesn't include our stats for the current year. So quarter one was 424, I think, and in quarter two we've delivered another 1,100 some change completion certificates. And then we've got all of our signed contracts. If you add everything that we've completed with our signed contracts, we're hovering around about, Alice will remind me, it was presented in the meeting this morning, 26,000 units that are either complete or contracted and under construction. But Chair, in construction, nothing ever goes precisely according to script. So we need to add what was recently approved. There was a council meeting last week, Thursday, that approved Ship 8B, approved a further 4,433 units, I think. And then Ship 7D, that was approved in March. These will add. Chair, we will get a lot closer because there's so much that's currently under construction. But what is likely to happen is that we will have contracts and units under construction exceeding the 27,000. But not all 27,000 may necessarily have reached completion where the principal agent can issue a practical completion certificate. It's quite likely that we'll get much closer, but we'll have to work in progress and under construction where the money is being spent. But to keep the momentum, we're going to have another TEC and we're going to make sure that we carry on approving new contracts. The vacancy rate, are you going to handle the vacancy rate? And then just to unpack the inner city, Chairperson. HDA has got an IP with us. I haven't signed it, I must admit. They're waiting for the SHRA to finish reviewing it and to sign it. But they've generated the implementation protocol. We are also about to take a recommendation, a second round of recommendation to our council in October on the inner city program, because we took the first report to council in July, account, but the investment committee had a lot of comments, so we were sent back to do a lot more work. So if I unpack the inner city, it's got various components. We've got a contract with Etiquette to support them in packaging their 27 inner city buildings. We've got a contract with Ekurhuleni to help the Ekurhuleni Housing Company to procure inner city buildings, especially in Benoni and Germiston. We've got a contract with the City of Johannesburg, where all the buildings have been identified in a designated precinct, and we're now at the stage where we're assisting them to procure the buildings. Then we have the IT with HDA, and then we have our own budget and council mandate under resolution, where the SHRA can procure outside of the HDA IT additional inner city buildings. But these are all components of a larger picture, and we haven't physically procured our first building.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Let me respond to your queries. The framework DE status, I'm currently working on it, Chairperson, and that spreadsheet is going to address more than the triple BEE. So if you look at the number of units compared to the grant that has been paid, just to see how much has been spent to PI. And just to add on the number of units to be delivered, in various ex committees that I sat on, there were interventions that management undertook to implement. We would want to fast track through assisting the struggling SHIs and ODAs, because just to address the bottlenecks that are in there already there. And we also need to strengthen the relationship between SHRA and the municipalities in order to unblock the issues of the RZ and the bank services, because those also cause some stumbling blocks in delivery of the units. And most importantly, we also want to ensure that the turnaround time of accrediting SHIs and ODAs is within the 90 days, so that the time of delivery is actually shortened. And then, Chairperson, the other one, employment, the vacancy rate. The 32% exceeded the number of people who commenced employment on the 1st of October. So people who commenced on the 1st of October were 5 employees, and we've got one that's in the pipeline in consultation with the council, which is an executive position, and there are 3 interviews currently underway. So all in all, we're looking at 9 positions that will be filled before year end out of the 14 that is outstanding. I think I've covered all chapters. Thank you.
Thank you very much. At least we are finishing on a high note. CFO, they've rescued you. SHRA has rescued you. We're finishing on a high note at least. SHRA has rescued you. Thank you very much. With that, and we really appreciate, but we, with those outstanding issues, remember we still interact with you on quarterly basis at any time you want, because we would like to actually see you being one of the best in terms of these entities, and I think you are on the right track, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. That we're going to take the last presentation from the way you all looked at me. Oh, excuse me. We finished for the day. Thank you so much. Same venue, 9:30 tomorrow. Please, honorable members, take your presentations for tomorrow so that you can go through them. They are here. I have asked them to actually to make sure that if you want them physically, they are here. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.